Blog Talk Radio.
Rocking tonight. This is Psychic Jethro. I want to welcome all of you Psychics Gone Wild fans. Great night tonight. New starting out. We have a lot going on. I want you guys to sit back and get ready for your fun Friday night. We've had a lot of fun things happening. We are having Mercury retrograde. So as usual, all of you who are listening and watching, please enjoy. And if you get kicked off on 773-897-6461, grab it up and call in again. We have a new promotion that we are doing. And so those of you who do call in and want to do time with us, we love that. We are doing one-time readings with you. We want to talk and give time, and I say we because we've got a special hostess tonight I've got sitting in the back. Some of you guys who've read the beginning of it realize that we also have a really exciting guest, and what we're also looking at as she's going in to be here with us is our Crystal Fate, and she is a phenomenal angel card reader. She's also a very gifted friend of ours. All of you have listened to her at one time or another, maybe on the show or through other shows. We're going to talk just a little bit here. You know, she was born with the gift and the ability to see and hear the spirit. Now, as many of us do, she did lose touch with this gift. Now, in this stage of her life, she's reclaimed it, and she's focusing on it with love, light, and healing. I want you guys to take tonight and enjoy this because she's going to be our Friday night girl with the angels, and she's going to be bringing us in some angel card readings. So what we're going to do on our format tonight is I will ask your first name, and while I'm talking to you on and getting a little information and reading, Crystal's going to be getting her cards ready. She will give you, I'm going to talk to her now and make sure. Crystal, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Jethro. How are you doing?
Great. I'm sitting here laughing at all of it. We've got so many people looking in and coming in and going wild on Fridays, and I want to thank you for joining the family here on Psychics Gone Wild and Spiritual Learning Connection.
I want to thank you so much. It is great to be here. I'm really excited about it.
I'm excited, and you do a four-card reading. Is that correct?
Correct. I use Doreen Virtue's Messages from Your Angels cards. And I'll be giving a brief reading along with yours. tonight. So let's just, you know, strap in those seatbelts and get going here. Contact the angels.
I love it. That's so much fun. And I've had a lot of contact from all of you that have looked. If you guys will look, we've just started in. She's not on the site yet, but she will be, and she is Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're not going anywhere. There's been a lot of gossip that Psyche Sconwell has been bouncing all over on Fridays. Well, I don't know what you guys that emailed me have been drinking, because I've been here every Friday night, so don't leave me stranded. Come back and say hi. So I don't know what's going on. But we've got some 630 numbers. We've got an 813, a 270, a 312, and a 516. So we're going to start out with 630-335. You're live. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. I want to welcome you to Calling Psychics Gone Wild. And I am Psychic Jethro. I need you to give me your name and your date of birth.
Carmen, 22785.
Oh, okay, Carmen, and I am picking up here with you some energy with you. You have got a lot of other things going on around, and I as I was saying earlier, Crystal will be just getting her cards ready, and we'll give you a reading behind it. Carmen, I'm feeling like I'm getting a lot of other tension around you.
Okay.
And I'm picking up that you have some other developments going on. You're looking to start doing some other developments around other people that you're looking for.
I don't know.
Okay, no, that's all right. And when we start this out, there's the reason we do this, and just by getting the energy is what I'm picking up. A lot of psychics will direct it to it so that your angels show me the picture. So if we ask, like you say, I get your name, thank you, Carmen. I apologize. You get to be our first one. I like grab and test with it to help everyone. But what happens is the first images us psychics get, we should go with our intent. If somebody's reading you and I'm getting that you have health things going on and there's a big line down your arm and it's about ready to pinch your leg, throw me in the garbage because somebody's messing with you. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to pick up the energy with you, and what I'm seeing is I'm seeing people in conflict. I keep seeing verbal there. Carmen, are you looking at a specific thing you want to ask?
Yes.
Do you want to go, because you know we've got six subjects and I can only do one with this being free on the radio. If you get a hold of me, I can give you a whole hour, but doing it on the radio, I can only give you one question. So what question would you like to look at that would make you the happiest tonight?
I wanted to know, it has to be specific, like I want to know about my marriage. Do you see anything with that?
Okay, that's what I'm getting the and we're right. Okay, now this is good. Now see, and now what I'm getting there is I do see there's been some stress, as I was saying earlier, and that's where you were like, ooh, but what I get with the verbal, and this is where I'm really good, Carmen, is I see the verbal happening, but I see this man. Now I pick up you are married to a male, and I pick up that he is sometimes got a pencil or something. I feel like he's taking notes and checking them twice.
There's something. What do you mean by that?
Like what is going on there with the data and the other things that's got him going on. And I feel that you two are, you're having some kind of conflict that you were raised to enjoy life, and I feel like he's kind of a worrier.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of want to know, like, is it going to last? Should I keep working on everything?
Okay. Well, now let's grab our angel reader, and we're going to have her tell you what cards you've pulled while we were talking here, Carmen, and then we'll work together, me and Crystal Fate are going to help you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi.
Now, let me explain a little bit about this reading. Just so you know, this is a four-card spread, and the first card I picked is Serena. And are you having possibly any money issues surrounding your marriage as well right now?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know. Our money's together, and sometimes that can be a conflict. It's not huge, but it does bother me.
Okay. Because that's basically what I'm focusing in on right now, is that Serena is the angel of abundance, and that basically she's saying that you will have what you need. Now, this one is describing the theme of the message that I'm getting for you from the cards. Okay, now there is a possible block, and this one is Shanti, and basically she is looking out for you right now because you are having a turmoil in your life. She's the angel of peace. So she's trying to help bring you more tranquility in your life and just to kind of smooth things out between you and your husband.
Okay.
Now, also, the third card, in order to heal your block, I am coming through with Sonya, which she brings through a message from one of your deceased loved ones that they're happy and at peace and love you very much, and they're coming through and they're watching over you right now to try to help you through this transitional period as well.
Okay.
And basically, and the last card is saying, her name is Estera, and, you know, she's saying, don't settle. You do deserve to have the best, but you're going to probably still have to work through your issues first. But as long as you really work at it and try, you can have your dreams and desires. And you don't have to compromise on, you know, what would fulfill both of you.
Okay.
And so, and now we've got this Carmen with you. Now, didn't you love what the angels were doing? What she's telling you is pretty much what they're around you. They're with you, but not to settle and compromise. Now, what I'm getting with the reading, and you asked about the marriage, is I get that you two are going to, you're going to still argue it out. I don't think you are going to compromise. I feel that that's why the guides are behind you. And what they're telling me is he's going to learn something with you too, is you love him, but you've got to have him, he's going to have to work with you a little bit. There's been some kind of thing, and they keep showing me, don't laugh, but I keep seen him like he's checking it twice. He's got a list. He's like, Carmen did this. She did. Well, here's her pluses. She gets candy. Carmen didn't do this. You know, and it's like, you're going,
no, yeah.
You know what? You got exactly what I was getting there. And I love what the angels are saying. They're going, you're going to try and go, come on, man, work with me. I'm a woman. I'm human. I'm here. And you're going to get him to lighten up a little bit. I feel like that I'm not saying nothing bad about the mother-in-law. All you guys are going to call me names if I do. But what I'm saying is I feel that somewhere in his parenting, somebody really got him into the idea of everything has got a plus and a minus, and not realize that in love, all that stuff goes right out the window. If when you're in love with somebody and they make you smile, you're like that in energy. And what you're trying to get him to do is to work with you on the moment. I think that he's so much in the future, he's not living the moment.
Right. Agreed. Yeah.
Thank you. I've done this a couple days. That what I hear.
Yeah, I know. So you do believe that it will last then? I guess I just...
And I do see this. And you know why I see this? Give me your date of birth again.
2/27/85.
And the reason I say that is I want to look at that. Here you are with your birthday coming in there so strong. You're going to make it happen. And you've got the energy. You've got a romantic heart. But you've also got the smartness in your head that you're going, let's sit down and let's work on it. There is things out there and there is different places. I would suggest you two today, especially with Venus going backwards right now and the planets, you two get in together and do, I keep seeing you doing something real romantic, like you talking him into, okay, it doesn't have to cost much money. Let's sit home together, do some light candles, make some fun little s'mores, and massage with each other. If you get a hold of me, I have people buy my class and they'll do the $25 meditation class and then they'll set and try to open or close each other's chakras. Have you ever worked with him on a little touching hand thing? Because I see that sexually you are an intense person. May I talk to you about this, Carmen, or should I?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just went blum. You can tell.
This is
adult hour. All you guys that want Disney, tune in at 5 p.m. There are shows on Blog Talk that do that. We're 8 p.m. time. It's me and Crystal Fade here, and Carmen said I could, so there. So what we're going to do is we're going to go into this, Carmen, and they're telling me that you're an intense woman and that for you the value and the energy in the relationship is the gestures. A man who is very attentive to you, looking at you, showing you that he cares and giving you emotional energy is also the one who does those little extra things. He finds something and helps you with it. Am I correct? He helps you with the groceries. He brings things in. And I feel like that's what's causing some of the relationship. You need to tell him in a polite way, you know, this is the things that really make me feel special. Because I feel like some of it's kind of gotten forgotten. And he loves you, but he's kind of like Tarzan. He grabs you. I've got you. We're here. And then there's just times he's off in the other world. And you're going, you're more romantic. You're like, you know, what happened there? You know, we're there. Am I correct? Because
yeah.
that's what I'm getting.
No, you're very correct.
Thank you. And I feel this, and this is something I'm going to tell all of my male counterparts. Never forget that other side of the relationship there. And this is males. It's not fair to say just males because women do it too. But what I feel is that he got and with you, he found the love. He's got this there, and he felt all this intimacy and this greatness with you. And as times have gotten on, he hasn't realized that that needs to be spiced back up. Like I said, do a massage. I keep feeling with you that music seems to be a very good thing, that the house, your the energy in the house is causing conflict. You know what
okay.
I mean? And so, you know, and I know people are going, I don't want to do this. I'm not, you know, into feng shui. I'm not saying go in your house and chop down the bamboo and spank the neighbor with it. What I'm telling you, go in your house and look at that far right corner when you walk in your house. How is it? Because there's your love and relationship. If you've got grandma's old buffet sitting over there with crayon markers on it and JoJo the little clown's head up on there, well, that's what's killing
mm-hmm.
the relationship. So what I'm feeling with you and what I want you to do is I want you to go in and you know, you're the woman in the house. This is your energy. I want you to think of something that really makes you feel romantic in that corner of the right house. I have a very good story of a lady who used to always buy flowers, and she bought beautiful flowers once a month, put them in her house, and everybody was like, well, why do you do that? You have a garden and your husband. And she told him, she goes, every time I look at those flowers, I feel the new beauty, and every month I replenish those flowers with the love for my husband. I mean, I felt the love from you. You just went, whoa, you just gave me a crystal buzzes. You've got a lot of psychic ability, too, that we're going to talk to you about. You're going to need to get into some dream work. They're telling me that your angels are talking to you at nights, and you should write a dream ledger and,
okay.
you know, keep it there. And when you first get up in the morning, when you're most psychic, set and write down. I had a dream last night, and, okay, I had a dream where I shot somebody who was angry. That means you may be wanting to get rid of your angry. Take care of those notes and then go and do a little dream analogy. Call Psychics Gone Wild and I'll do an analogy or Crystal Fade or one of our other great psychics. So I hope I helped you. We got carried away here. You can tell I favor Pisces. Can you tell that?
Oh, most people do.
I'm my favorite. I have
an older brother and sister.
Thank you. I have an oldest brother and sister, and they're Pisces out of a family of eight. So, Carmen, thank you. Please follow along, and we're going to be giving away a prize tonight. Any of you guys who went to psychicsgunwall.com and put your email, please put your snail mail so I know where to send it. It's always confidential. But we are going to be giving away a prize here tonight. And so,
okay,
thank you. Crystal, how are we doing over there? We kind of got a little bit started off a little bit, and our Mercury retrograde is holding on to the energy.
Obviously, yeah. That's okay. We'll get in the groove here.
We're doing real
well.
I think we helped Carmen. I didn't mean to go off right away talking adult. We just started out LARPing.
Oh, no, that's quite all right. Please, you're fine.
So, and then here we are looking at all of you guys have called in tonight. This is Psychic Jethro and Crystal of Fate. And this is 630-401. You're on live now. 630-401,
hello?
Did you want to talk?
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was on talking to me.
It's okay. I'm a real fast talker, and I've had people say they got to keep up with me. Or they go, what were you saying? I apologize. I've got Gemini rising, and then with what's going on with the Mercury, yesterday I could hardly talk, and today I can't stop. It's kind of scary. Well, I welcome you, and this is Psyche Jethro and Crystal O'Fate, and how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
I'm sure you have a question here, and as I can get your first name to get permission from your guides to read you, and then I'll have Crystal do your cards reading. Can you give me your first name so I can start?
It's Maria.
Okay. Maria, I'm picking up energy with you, I've been making everybody give me your date of birth because your guides are a little selective. They're not sure if you really want this reading as much as you think you do.
It's 11/27/70.
Okay, well, you little ornery. No wonder you got that fire going on there with you being on the 11/27 of Sagittarius, and I'm picking up some other things happening for you. You've got some decisions to make, Maria.
Yes, I do.
That's what I'm getting, and then your guides are very strong, and it's like, so we can look at the work, we can go in there, and we can start to do the energy, and as Crystal's going to get into the angel cards and what they're telling you, Maria, I can feel that you're going to have to really do some things that may not be so happy around the house. You kind of are ornery, though. You kind of, I mean, a couple times you stepped on people's toes there.
Plenty of times.
Well, you're ornery little woman. You're just ornery, can't you? Well, here we go, and I want you to listen to Crystal here. Crystal, I got to do it. Crystal of Fate. I keep trying to play with her name tonight. I'm having one of those nights. Crystal, would you go ahead and give her, angels?
Sure. Let me select her cards right now. I was still clearing the energy from the previous caller. So I want to make sure I get just the right cards for you, Maria. Okay. Maria, in your issues that you are having right now that Jethro mentioned, are any of them relating to romance?
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay. Well, your first card is Chantal. Now, Chantal is an angel that will look over new romances, but also there may be someone new, like a newcomer coming into your life through like a reignited passion in your existing relationship. And it says just be open to giving and receiving love. And it doesn't necessarily come across as a new relationship per se, like a love relationship. This could also mean for you that a new person that may be rather significant to you is coming into your life, and to just, you know, greet them with open arms.
Yeah.
Now, your next card is Desiree. Now, this one could be this specific card is your possible block for any situation that you're going through right now, specifically if there's issues regarding your home life. She's stating that the conditions right now aren't favorable, that you need to wait and look at your other options, and please ask the angel to help, to guide and comfort you along the way.
Okay.
Now, the angel's guidance to heal the block of this issue is also Shanti. She came through again, and she is the angel of peace. And basically, she's going to help you eventually, when it's time, restore the harmony and peace and tranquility in your life to help make it a smoother road ahead for you.
Okay.
And finally, the possible outcome for your situation, based on current knowledge that we have, comes up, Crystal is the angel. And she says, have faith and hope, because there is something positive and new on the horizon for you that you just can't see yet. So basically, the way I see this whole situation is that you do have someone coming new into your life. It's not necessarily that may or may not help the situation overall, but they may end up actually bringing love into the situation and smoothing things out for you. And it's just pretty much saying don't jump in right now with both feet. Just take your time, you know, trying to straighten things out one step at a time. And then Shanti, like I said, is bringing you peace and tranquility, and then there's something new and positive on your horizon once you get things smoothed out. Jethro?
No, that's excellent, Maria, and I was glad, because as we were looking earlier, and I gave you just a little bit there, and I wanted to feel that. I love what the card was showing, because I am picking up a little static, so I'm going to go ahead and just cut that off, because I'm getting an echo back, and I'm scared that it's somebody that's scaring me, because I just got a feeling. So as you can hear the energy and what we've got going on there with you, Maria, there we got it cut out a little bit, is I can feel the other energies happening for you in the guide work. They're telling me that you are not only having your situation there is going to take on an energy, but I feel like you are going to grab on to some stuff and things are going to start to really happen. They said wait as Venus is going through this backwards motion in the end of here in March, but I would suggest with you some business ideas. I'm here. The guys are telling me that you would do good getting a couple projects going. Financials in your area right now, Jupiter is going in your favor. which means that money is also something that could be happening for you right now. You just haven't found what really will make you happy is what I feel.
Right now, my only concern is my daughter. That's what I was calling in for, what the future was in for my daughter.
Oh.
And our relationship.
Oh, my goodness. And see, I as we were looking at the energies, I think what the guys are showing me is that I feel that they're doing with the other part of the finance. Can you say her name?
Isabella.
Okay. Because I keep picking up what the guys are telling me is that I see I'm not picking up much with her, with you two together. Can you talk to me a little bit? Because there's a reason that this is going on. Is this a child that's in the house?
It's a child that's mostly with her father, and we're going through big conflicts right now where I'm afraid that he's going to take her and run, and I won't see her again.
Oh, because I can tell you right off, I'm getting a lot of block here, and I keep really, really picking that up. And so as I'm getting the energy with you, I can feel that there's also some other conflict happening here. And I apologize if you guys have got your radio on. We're getting a lot of echo, so I'm doing with it, Maria. And I'm trying to make sure here because I really am picking up a lot of block and energy. As I try to continually pick up with her, I feel that this is going to be – they're showing me that this is a frustration there. And I feel that this is going to be a fight. And I would definitely, as we're going in the radio here, because of confidentiality, I would definitely have you get a hold of one of us, do some pictures, work with some of his clients. I've done a lot of work with officials and things, you know, that way, because some of this is happening here isn't just the legal. I feel this father has also got other intent. I don't think that you're really aware of who all's watching you. I feel that the father's trying to get full custody out from you.
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
That's what I feel. And I'll tell you what's really awkward is there's energy there. And it's and see, that's why I had to ask you because I didn't get much there. And I'm glad you called in. I would really like, this is a very good case to get with you and work on some things because you've got some intensity coming up. They are saying the money's in your favor to be working on some other stuff. So whatever you're doing to put finances around there is really in your favor. This is a time for like entrepreneur, but this is an ornery time for you that's also going on. Is this father is I feel that he is basically, not to be rude, but he got with you to have a child. Now he wants to take this child and go about his business. He has no problem with trying to blame or lie to get that child away from you.
Right.
What I'm getting. And I thank you for calling in. We need to get with you. You can definitely get a hold of one of us and get a full reading because the radio isn't going to give you justice. And I'm glad that we got it at the last of it. Did we help you? That's an intense one you've got there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. As we're going through the energy and all of you guys that are listening in here on Psychics Gone Wild, one of the great things that I want to encourage all of you guys who do this is to tune in with the different ones. We start our week out, we've been just really going through a new phenomenon. We've got from the United Kingdom, we've got Janine Reagan Sinclair from United Kingdom in London, in fact. We start out with her. We go into Tuesdays with a wonderful, great psychic, Pamela Cummings, our wonderful musical psychic, who we gifted lots of fun. Turn around Wednesdays and go into psychic Jethro and Rohit from India. We go to another country, keeping it international. Rohit is a tarot reader, read his whole life from India. We turn around and go from Wednesday nights into Thursday with Dina Flanagan up in Maine, working with her healing and her abilities and just being the wild, fun person that Dina is. And then if that's not enough and you guys are still really intensely going into it, Thursdays we have Psychic Jethro and Dina. I just repeated, I'm a little bit kooky. Fridays we have Crystal of Fate and Psychic Jethro, as you're hearing tonight, doing angel readings and working together. And we're having a lot of other callers calling in tonight. We've got some new ones. Don't you guys go anywhere. We just need that little break to have that little sippy, as I always call it, and that little time to laugh. Speaking of, if you guys are really ready to start, and if you would like to have yourself a psychic reading, try out the Organigold coffee, chocolate, or latte, and start a business with it. This is the month to do it. I'm having a special. You want Psychic Jethro and you want the coffee. Remember when we had that special? We did that about back in July of last year. Phenomenal for everybody. We're doing a thing in March. You can have yourself set up if you call 719-289-4907. Jethro sent me to get this coffee deal. You can get yourself set up, signed in, buy coffee. Save yourself almost 50%. I think it's 45 to 50% off of the coffee as a distributor. And you can also get yourself a full hour reading with Psychic Jethro, $120 value. Those of you know, I am going to be raising my prices, so you better get a hold of me in March again. It keeps happening. You guys are like, oh my goodness, a full hour reading with Psychic Jethro. And all you have to do is call 719-289-4907 and say, I want it all with Psychic Jethro. You'll get set up with it. Now, it is an under $60 value, so you're going to pay under $60, but you're also going to be set up where you can have the healthy Ganderma coffee, chocolate, or latte. You get to try it with what they send you. You also get to buy it at a savings, like I say, almost 50% savings. And it's just a phenomenal deal I'm doing. I want you guys to do it. I've had a lot of you guys saying, well, I wanted to do it this year. Now I'm getting my taxes. I want to do the full hour reading. And I know I have a lot of you guys say, well, I can't do it. Do it in $60 and two times. I have a lot of clients who do half an hour and half an hour. Because what we found out, and you guys have found out on A1R radio and the different radio stations that I'm doing now, you guys come on Blog Talk and we run through, we give you this quick ones, we go through it. A lot of my regular clients that will tell you this, as you guys are finding out here, you get so much going, as Crystal of Faith does, and as I do, and Amy Kavanaugh. You guys know Spiritual Learning Connection. Amy Kavanaugh is on Monday nights, and she's on Saturday mornings at 1 a.m. in the morning. So if you're ready to get intense, get a hold of that phone call. And that's where we need to get with you guys, because you guys get this piece. Well, what we get, and then we get so much. I've had a lady tell me, she goes, you told me all these pieces on the radio. I went back and listened. And I still forgot the two ones. Sit down and get the reading. You know, sit down and do it. So we're going to go into that. We've got a little bit of a one. Are you still with me, Crystal? Are you over there hanging out, or did I? I don't know if I can hear Crystal Fade. Are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Sorry, I had to unmute myself, too.
You little wild one. Just unmuted. I knew she was over there partying without us. We're going to listen to you. Dream,
yep, just shuffling cards, Jethro. Just shuffling cards. Getting ready.
They're hanging in here to call, and they'll be the next ones, 813-630-401 at 270. Don't you go anywhere. We're still there for you. Hang in. Anybody else who wants to call 773, we're at the half-hour break. Dream Aria with Transcend, a Canadian band I think you'll like. Listen to this for about a minute and a half, and we'll be right back with Psyche's Gone Wild. I love that Canadian band. They just rock. And they were the ones that we start out with tonight with Sun Goddess. Crystal O'Fay, you are here with me tonight. We are doing readings on Psyche's Gone Wild. And Crystal, talk to us just a minute here before we take our next caller on what made you grab a hold of angel cards.
Well, actually, I was really drawn to them. I've been actually into learning about the angels for quite a few years now. And I was just naturally drawn to them. I tried tarot cards, and they just really didn't resonate with me that well. And as soon as I picked up the angel cards, I just knew that they were the right ones for me. And I find them really endearing. You can't get anything really negative out of these. These are all positive white light energy. You can't read them in reverse like you can, some people do, with tarot. So basically it is. It's just all positive messages to help you learn and grow with your life.
Very beautiful. And, you know, as you were talking about the angels, I think what I've been really impressive is those of you who've listened in, me and Crystal Afaid have done a radio show in Spiritual Learning Connection. You can listen to the last section of the angel work with Psychic Jethro. And Crystal was their counterpart to my class that day. And we discussed different angels. And I've got people writing me in from over here in Alabama. I've had a friend write me in. They're saying, oh, they're telling me that they're from Quebec. Okay, well, Quebec, that's a big difference in Alabama. Hey. But she's like, she wrote me from Quebec, and she's saying that she would like to know, what is your favorite angel, Crystal?
Well, my favorite angel is Archangel Raphael. And any of you may or may not know that he is the Archangel of Healing. And he does spiritual healing as well as physical healing. And that's been a big passion of mine as well. And I just feel really drawn to him because of that. And I've learned healing throughout my years of doing things. And so that, is, along with doing the readings, I think is a great complement to each other.
I love that. And I've had a lot of people ask me as we go through the energies and what we've got happening with each individual, where is everyone going with all these angels? We're going to the light. When do you think we're going, you guys? Come on now. I had a friend feed me. She goes, you guys are all talking about the different ones. And I thought that it's like, yes, and there's so many. As we were going through, I had a lot of conflict. I know a lot of people believe in goddesses and gods and different conflicts, and some of us believe those are angels. It is what I love about the spirituality we're all entitled is it's your belief in how you work with it. We all have a different psychic ability, and what a family of psychics gone wild has always achieved to do is we bring it together for you. Our word is dependability and giving you good, accurate readings. I know that we've had a lot of flack this last 2 months on where are we. Where we are is we're working to help you. If it's not helping you, then by all means, tell us what is bothering you. If it isn't something that we can do, then I will suggest one thing I love about Blog Talk Radio is there's so many fans out there. So, you know, keep calling in, keep tuning in. And, Crystal, we've got a couple people to help. I'm all excited here that me and you have been together. And thank you for joining our family. I just look forward to it. Fridays has been such a wild one. We're either completely packed or really cash. So I think tonight's a night that they're out partying. But our next person is 270. How are you, 270?
Hey, I'm great. How are you, Jethro?
Hey, how are you, Aurora? It's because of Crystal Aurora. Aurora, yay.
I called in to give my support to Crystal, and I've missed you guys, so I thought I'd call in and say hi and all that.
Good, I'm glad you did. And I understand you're out there doing another show now. You guys are on, is you on the nighttime or daytime?
I try to do mine in the day, but here lately it couldn't be arranged that way, so I ended up doing it at night. But some of the shows are in the daytime, some are at night and all that. But I've been having some fun with it, but, you know, I do miss it over here a little too. it's been keeping me busy, and occasionally I do a couple other shows. I'm on Curious Times, which I will be on tomorrow night with a lady named Chris. She's really funny. I'm here and there and everywhere.
I'm glad. And, you know, those of you who have kept up a little bit, we'll give you a little of the juice and the gossip. This is Blog Talk Radio's Aurora Rose, and she has always been a very good, gifted psychic, born with a gift, very phenomenal medium, does magic, and I'm just going to spill it all tonight, but, you know, we just a very good person, very gifted, and started and worked with us. She actually started with me on Living in the Psychic Realm, and then we worked together on Living in the Psychic Realm. Then we worked together on Psychics Gone Wild, flipped out, came over here and did Psychic Learning Connection, then went to Psychic Spiritual Connection. And then she went to Aurora Rose and also joined Aurora Rose and her Psychics Gone Wild what was it? What is the word? I can't remember. My mind's going here.
Metaphysical journey. And that will probably be started back up any time now. And that is the goal, is to get it started back up as soon as possible, because that's the one I really miss doing most. There was a financial issue as to why it's not up and running anymore.
Well, and I love this, and we haven't talked in a while. And those of you know, this is where we share with each other as readers. And what I'm picking up with you, and I've got to be honest with you, is that I'm really impressed. I know a lot of people have been asking me, where is Aurora Rose? And I know you guys are thinking I'm just lost my mind. The angels are telling me that for us to have, Aurora's got a lot of potential. We are a good show, but if we bring Aurora back, then we reverse her. And Aurora is going to this year doing some real well. Last year she took in the top world psychics. First time, wasn't it? If I'm correct, first time she took it in the World Psychics. This year she's not going to be in the World Psychics, but I predict Aurora's going to start doing some of the other shows. Aurora's going to go intercontinental. As the psychics gone wild, we go through three countries now. I see you've already got your people there. I see you doing better. I see that you get the two books written. Aurora has got some books she's going to write. She's promised all of us. Her lifestyle is out of this world. You know, raising children, a husband, in her spare time reading. Don't you forget that those kids want attention. She's a very good mom. She does a lot of work. She's had some health things, as we all know. But, everybody goes, why don't you bring her back? And what the angels are telling me is that you are going to get those books out and you're going to get the time. And what if we continue as we do, we've always promoted, and we still will, because Aurora is one of our good friends and allies, is that she is going to be able to do. I get that this is where you're going to be doing something of a spot on television. I see you standing with some people, and they're, wow, they're doing Kim. That's what they wanted. That's what the angels are also saying that was supposed to happen. And last year it kind of got delayed due to other situations, but it's still there. Aurora is one of our housewife workers, and so what the angels are saying is there's no reasoning that you can't have it. It's just that life is doing other energy. She also fights the other side. Now, I know some of you guys are going to get all freaked out and say, what, and turn off your radio. What I'm telling you is Aurora will headbutt against the horned one. She has done this before. And we can say that over the air. It's the truth. The light warriors are some people. We all fight in our different ways with it. Aurora will go out, thump him on the nose, and say, get out of their house. And you have done this before. And so this does cause this wild energy. And I know all of you know that, obviously Aurora sometimes has come on, and we will have Aurora back as a guest, but that's what happens. Aurora is was a weekly person, and everybody said, what do you mean? She's went on to other shows. Those of you who listen in, we've got, I can name three or four other people who are out doing their shows. What I like and what I love about it is Aurora, the energy and the energy coming from this, you've been seen and doing other work. Can you share some of the new work that you're getting in this ascension energy now?
Yes, I have been trying to get involved in something called the Human Shift, which is a collaboration of different people who offer so much variety. And then I've also been involved with Chef Sessie and Her Food Alchemy Network. I'm involved with Team Matthew, which is also international project to bring, to start a psychic phone line thing, except where we get to keep more of, we get to keep the money instead of the people who run it keeping the money. And it's a long story, but basically it helps us provide better service to our clients, because we're more into it and we get to be more ourselves and we don't have so many guidelines to go by. And it also offers people so much more diversity, so everybody can get every avenue of their spiritual needs fulfilled.
Wow.
So I'm working on a lot of different projects there, trying to get stuff up and running. And the funny thing is I didn't even mean for all of that to happen. It just kind of, you know, I agreed to do a show here and there. And next thing I know, I've got this one saying, hey, can you do my show? Hey, can you do my show? So, you know. And then the ball just started rolling and went kind of crazy.
I'm glad. And I know, and that's what I want you guys to realize. Those of you who call in or write, we always do the friends. But, you know, and when someone grows, that's what we want. And all of us want the best for each other. And I've had a lot of you guys going, well, why not? And it's like, well, what happens? Like Aurora said there. And if you look at ascension and work, when you always do this, I know people would tease, I'm not a hoarder. I'm not going to hoard my friends and leave them all set over here. And then you guys call in and psyche's gone wild and they're getting wilder because they're growing. And I'm like, no, you're not leaving me. Stay here with me. I want her the best to happen. So 813, you're on live and you've got the wildest night. You've got Psyche Jethro. You've got Crystal of Fate. You've got Aurora Rose. How are you, 813? 813 is real shy. I guess they're not wanting to talk tonight.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I welcome you to calling in on Psychics Gone Wild. If you will just go ahead and talk to me a few minutes, I'll give you a little bit of the reading. If Aurora wouldn't mind, like old time's sake, I'd like Aurora to give a little bit of reading. We always work well together. And then we're going to have Crystal Faith go ahead as a Psychics Roundtable and finish up with the cards, if that's okay.
Okay.
This is what we used to do on Living in the Psychic Realm. Well, this brings back the memories 2 years ago.
Yeah, sure does.
Yes. So would you go ahead and give me your first name, and then I'll start with the reading, and we'll go from there, if you don't mind, 813.
Brenda.
Brenda, I thank you for calling in, and I am picking up an energy of a lot of intent going on right now. I feel there's been a lot happening around your energy, and I feel like you're handling a lot of the situation. I feel like you are the breadwinner in the house?
Yes.
Okay, they're telling me that with energy, and then I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Aurora, and then we will finish up with me again. Aurora, as I'm picking up with Brenda being the breadwinner, would you look at relationship? You always did the roses and the love there, and then we'll start out and then see what the angels say.
Yes. I am getting some issues with him being just totally aloof, neglectful, and I hate to put it in these terms, lazy.
Is this the, my ex-husband
this
probably?
I was picking up on the most current relationship or the relationship closest to you in time-wise. So, yeah, this is probably the ex-husband. Does that fit?
Well, it fits my ex-husband, but it's not the most current relationship.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. 813's going to wake up this show. Okay.
Well, because the ex-husband's coming through loud and clear then, because I keep seeing basically a guy on the couch watching TV, you walking in from work and thinking and asking, are you going to, you know, like do anything today? Except you probably didn't say that, but, you know, that's basically what you're thinking. And he just sits there day in and day out. Oh, yeah, I'm going to, you know. But the current most, I'm trying to see if I see any new relationships for you. And I keep getting the month of May as being very, very, very important as far as relationships are concerned.
In May?
Yes.
Okay.
May is standing out very loud and clear. I mean, screaming at me. So
okay.
Something important, vital is going to happen in May. That doesn't mean the relationship will necessarily start. It could mean that you're going to meet them in May, or it could mean that you're going to, or it could mean it's going to start in May.
Okay.
So that's what I'm getting at this point.
That's what I'm hoping for.
And it'll be better than the previous.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Very good, and we love that. Now we're going ahead and we're going into Crystal. Thank you, Brenda, for being a person that we can all play with. And it is a little different getting a little bit of each psychic in a circle. Some people say it's the hot seat. We don't roast, but me and Aurora do put a lot of energy, so you're feeling it. Now we're going to put Crystal in the game. Crystal, what cards did you pick up for Brenda?
Well, what I actually picked up, it's a little closer to a time frame than Aurora mentioned. It's more specifically dealing with the right at the moment. And the first card I take to you regarding the situation is Archangel Michael. And basically he's saying, hey, I'm with you, and I'm here to give you the courage that you need in order to make the life changes that you need to make right now. And
okay.
to basically help you work on your divine life purpose, whatever you decide that that is at the moment. I think actually this is steering more towards those relationships in your life, though. And your second card is Crystal, once again. And this is in the position of a possible block regarding this. And she's saying, have faith and hope because there is something positive and new on your horizon that you can't yet see. So basically, that's just going along with what Aurora said, that there is something new coming, but it's not just right here, right now. And these cards are kind of focusing right here, right now. Your next card to heal the block is Grace and Antoinette. And they're saying in order to help heal the situation, you have to stop and, you know, just stop for 1 second and just think about the other person's point of view and think of them with compassion and make your decisions however you're going to from that point forward. And then your possible outcome at the end is Isaiah. Now, on Isaiah, there's a picture where he is surrounding a woman that is pregnant. Now, this does not mean that you're going to get pregnant and have a baby. But what this basically means is that...
Ding, ding, bell scare, bell scare.
Your outcome basically is going to give you the courage and ability to come up with new ideas and new directions to take your life. And he's just letting you know that he's there watching over you, guiding you, and protecting you during all of your changes until that person comes into your life.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brenda.
Welcome.
Thank you, Jethro.
Thank you, and we're looking
Thank
at the
you.
Energy. We start out, everybody give you a little bit. Thank you, Aurora. We've got everybody in here, and we are having a Psychic Gone Wild. We got about 9 minutes left of the show. Don't you go always go anywhere. As we were talking here with Brenda and helping with the situation, I want to finish up just on the last cap as we're all going in. The guys are telling me that I'm seeing another male. I'm seeing a person that I have not seen since we started the energy as we were talking, and I see this male has got dark hair. And I don't know if this is the same person that you're in a relationship, but I feel this is someone new coming in because they're talking to me about in March. They're letting me know that I keep seeing like this really like eating cupcakes. I don't know what the cupcakes have to do with anything, but they're showing that. And we've got people teasing us. I'm supposed to let Aurora know from New York City that we're so happy to have you back. Jethro's been lost without you. Thanks a lot, you guys. I just love you guys. I'm lost. I found my shoes. You were the one that was throwing them around. So we're having fun. This guy, he loves Aurora. He always writes to me on Skype. And a couple times I've blocked him off of Aurora, so he knows. But he also was Aurora has given away free readings through the years, and she always, you know, would go in the chat room and do that. We're going to be bringing that back. Speaking of bringing back, I want you guys to look at your parts that put in there, and I got to tell you, it's Avatar. You won again. Avatar, I think you've put in so many. This is the second time Avatar's won in 2013. Avatar is going to be getting herself another package. I don't think the other one's arrived from the last time. But Avatar won because you guys got to go to psychesgonewild.com and you got to put in. So I'm letting you know, Avatar, in Colorado, where you live, to please let us know. And once you get the books that you won, you just won tonight the little coffee tryout pack. And you also won the Living in a Psychic Realm signed autographed book by Jethro. You've got a couple of little items you've won there. So we welcome you. We love you dearly. We're glad you got a hold of us. So going on with the next person, put in the psychesgone.wildcom to win one of those signed autographed books, to win coffee. You never know what. We're going to be giving away a reading in the chat room here right at the last of the show. So 858, you made it. You got in. You've listened to us. You didn't hang up on us. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you so much, Jethro. I appreciate my phone call. How are you doing?
I am very glad, and I love to hear you. I'm always so happy when you call in. You are just the coolest one. You always call in. I'm supposed to let you know, Aurora, that Gary Moore says to tell you you are not only the best psychic, you're the only psychic.
Oh, my God.
So Gary, me and Crystal are going to kick your – no, we're going to just let the bigger things handle you, starting with that food bill, because I know what you've been doing, you little eater. some of these people, they just, you know, I mean, Crystal gave him the world. You know, and what does he do? Lives at McDonald's. Anna, you called in. I want to tease you, but we're going to talk here for a minute. If you would just go ahead and go with calling in. We've got 858. You've called in. Let's everybody toning down. We got the party here. Thank you for calling in, 858. Would you give us your name, and we'll go into a reading for you.
Sure. It's just my computer name, Anne, and you're welcome to call me Anne. That's fine. I have a question. I work for the company part-time, and it's been quite a while. And do you think it's a good time to go and to ask for the full-time job, because it's really difficult financially? I had full-time job in that company. Then my hours were cut 2 years ago. Now the budget is better, and I was not sure still. I'm not sure.
I feel you fighting for it, and I feel you fighting for it, Anne. And what's really a shame is this country. You're a good, hard worker. You're an attractive woman. You're nice. And what you get in this country is you've got to fight for everything. I really, women have my respect in this professional world, because what we're seeing happening now is everyone fought for equality, and now you've got what Anne's talking here. You've got them pushing and pulling and prodding and putting people around like your livestock. I want to just give them the shock button. What do they call those sticker things they do to cows? That just really gets my box and I stand up on my soapbox going. Let's start with Aurora. Aurora, what do you feel that's going to happen for Anne? You feel with her career?
I feel she's going. I don't feel them firing her, but I feel or her losing her job or anything like that. I feel she's going to leave because she's going to get a better opportunity, and I'm seeing that this summer.
And what have we got here? We got 4 minutes. What are you getting, Crystal? Faye, can you give her one or 2 minutes of what you're getting of one card, and then we're going to go to 708. We'll get one more caller in. Thank you, Anna, and go, Crystal.
Okay, your first card is Merlina, and she says that you're confused and indecisive because you don't have enough information. Do your research and seek expert advice before making a decision.
Okay, very good. And now we got more. You guys are just calling like everybody's calling now. 708, you're on. You're going to have to be our last caller. I'm sorry, 206-313-970 and 270. But you guys, we haven't got enough tonight. 708, you're our last caller. How are you, 708?
Fine. How are you? Thank you.
We are rocking it. You got in. You slid in like on the game here. It's like, you did, and I'm so happy. Thank you for calling us like He's Gone Wild. And make sure you follow us. Please give me your first name.
Patricia.
You're on tonight with Aurora Rose, Crystal of Fate, and Psychic Jethro. Patricia, I'm picking up a lot of energy with you. I feel that you're a very good person. You're also, I feel like there's something going on in relationship with you.
Yeah,
and can we talk? I guess we're going to talk about it over the radio. You called me, right? You're like, what do you mean? What are you going to talk about? You better.
I hold no bars back, none.
You look bad, girl. That's what I love about you, Patricia. Now you called the right phone number. This is a Scorpio here. I can feel that what's happening is you're about ready to, someone's going to either pick up the game or get out of the game or something. Something's going on here and something don't feel right.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm feeling. And what is that?
I feel that this person here with you is going on with some kind of other energy here. And, you know, this is a thing that we all talk about when we go to love and we get to go in here. If they're going to be there, they're going to take care of all of it. None of this, I'm the side dish. You either keep the main dish or you go eat somewhere else's restaurant. That's what I'm here with.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Aurora?
I actually agree with you 100%. I'm getting the same thing. And I'm getting that, you know, it's better to just kind of walk away from this one. And the good news is I see a new relationship for you. I'm trying to determine what this means. If it's a new relationship or what, but a new love interest at least for you in September.
Okay.
Okay, and at the last minute we've got left, Crystal of Fate, where are you out with the cards? What do you got for Patricia, the wild one?
Well, really quick, I did pull four cards for Patricia, and I'm just going to jumble it all together here. Basically, they're saying right now you need to ask your angels for help because you deserve their help from heaven, and that you're at an end of a cycle in your life, and just call upon them, and they'll guide you to the next step. The marriage angel came up for you. He's assisting you now. Archangel Raphael came up to heal you. over anything that will happen.
Wow. Very interesting.
We definitely need to see an aura of this man. He better hope we don't all find him guilty because you brought us, you just like brought us a salad for these two with a steak, because all of a sudden I felt Aurora's energy, her energy raise, and I'm like, thank you, Patricia. Now I have fried hair. I used to be, you know, have that California style. Now I have fried hair. But these women, all three went woman energy. I would definitely get an aura picture done. And this is something that all of you guys do. I do this twice, like you with the doctor, whenever you're going to do this. I mean, what would be the horrible thing? You're thinking it, you're feeling it, and you get with a psychic, and they're picking up the energy. Well, you want to look at that aura. I have worked with people, and I will tell you professionally, it's a pretty intense thing when I go, okay, I can tell you the address of where she lives. And I've had pictures and photos to do it. But that's one thing that will happen with sometimes with a husband and wife. So know when you guys are being bad, there is a psychic out there like us that will catch you. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, the thing that I, you know, and Aurora will tell you, sometimes we pride that fact. It's like, okay, you want to prove it. Well, I'm picking up, I had a lady say, what's her name? I go, do you really want to know her name? And she's like, well, yeah. I said, well, I got a better deal for you. How about an address? And here's where they'll be tomorrow night. That was what worked. So I'm just telling you guys, be good. We got to go. Psyche's gone wild. We'll be back next Friday with Crystal of Faith. Thank you. Thank you, Aurora. Thanks for visiting. Blessings to everybody.